Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
Capo Don is missing. Part 2.
Hand over the golden race car!
No way! Not a chance!
On his own, in the woods, Capo Don clutched the golden race car tight in his arms. Surrounded by a gang of fearsome, shadowy shapes, the figures emerged from the shadowy depths of the woods behind them and revealed themselves to be a mob of kangaroos? They had sharp teeth and fierce eyes, and their knuckles made cracking noises when they clenched their fists.
Huh, you've got some nerve. We are the Hands Up Bandits. You ought to be scared to see us.
Boss, he's actually scared to death.
Look at him, he's shaking like a leaf.
Yep, I think he's downright scared. He almost wet his pants.
No way! It's you who almost wet your pants. I'm telling you, there's no way I'm giving you the golden race car.
Guys, looks like we have to play hardball. Let's give this black tiger a taste of the hands-up bandits. Give it to him!
Wait, what are you doing? Stop! Don't come any closer!
Capo Don let out a loud cry, then felt a cool draft blow across his foot. They had taken off one of his shoes. Instantly,
phew!
A foul stench wafted up to the kangaroo's nostrils.
Yuck!
Boss, this black tiger has smelly feet! That reeks!
Hang in there, guys! No guts, no glory! Tickle him!
Yes, sir!
The kangaroos of the Hands Up Bandits each took out a feather and took turns tickling the sole of Capo Don's foot. Capo Don rolled wildly on the ground because of their tickling the sole of his foot. He laughed so hard that tears ran down his face. Be that as it may, he held onto the golden race car tightly, struggling to protect it from being taken by 4 or 5 kangaroos.
What should we do now, boss?
You guys are so useless. Let me show you how it's done.
A cold glare flashed in the eyes of the gang's leader, Kangapoo the kangaroo. Then he pulled 2 large boxing gloves out of his pocket.
You silly black tiger, give it up now!
Kangapoo put on his gloves and was about to throw a punch at Capo Don.
Stop right there!
Suddenly, something whooshed through the air and hit Kangapoo right on the fist. It was a police cap. At that moment, the searchlights of several police cars shone. Cutting through the darkness of the previously pitch-black forest, Sheriff Labrador and other officers rushed onto the scene.
Sheriff Labrador? How come?
Seeing the desperate situation, Kangapoo motioned with his eyes, immediately indicated to his lackeys to let go of Capo Don.
Sheriff Labrador, this is all a big misunderstanding. We're good kangaroos. We were just looking to make friends with Capo Don.
That's not true. What animals would make friends like this?
Capo Don clutched his red, itchy foot, humiliated and angry.
They tried to rob me of my golden race car, Sheriff Labrador.
Sheriff Labrador nodded. A beam of righteousness flashed behind his dark, round eyes.
I know what you did. You're the Hands Up Bandits. You commit robberies on Tuesdays and Thursdays at dusk on this path between town and the forest. In addition to Capo Don, your victims include Mr. Rabbit, Mr. Goat, and Miss Pigtail. Am I right? Now, come to the police station with me for questioning.
Blasted! I can't believe he caught us!
Kangapoo darted his eyes back and forth. In a flash, he sent Capo Don flying with a swift kick, and the golden race car in Capo Don's arms fell to the ground. Capo Don pleaded for help as he flew through the air. Sheriff Labrador and other officers rushed over immediately and caught Capo Don as he fell to the ground.
Treasure in hand, time to flee. Toodaloo, Sheriff Labrador.
Cunningly, Kangapoo took advantage of the chaos to pick up the golden race car and bounded away swiftly.
Yeah?
Boss!
Don't leave us behind!
My golden race car!
Sheriff Labrador quickly directed the officers to arrest the remaining kangaroos. He smiled with confidence as he watched Kangapoo fade away in the distance.
He's not going anywhere.
I lost my buddies, but gained the golden race car. Sounds like a win to me.
Kangapoo, running at lightning speed, was caught up in thinking about whether to eat pizza or barbecue after selling the golden race car.
Hey now, that kangaroo is headed this way now, just as Sheriff Labrador predicted. Boss Bon, Consigliere Ron, act now.
Got it.
Suddenly, three figures jumped out from behind the trees. Together, they caught Kangapoo in a large net. Sheriff Labrador anticipated that Kangapoo was likely to take advantage of the chaos to escape, so he assigned Officer Doberman to lie in ambush for Kangapoo with Boss Bon and Consigliere Ron on the only road behind the woods leading to the next town.
Ouch!
It all happened so quickly that Kangapoo had no time to react. He fell to the ground with a thud, and the golden race car flew out of his hand.
Eek! The golden race car!
Caught in the net, Kangapoo struggled, trying hard to rush over and pick up the golden race car. After falling and rolling several times on the ground, the gold coating on the body of the golden race car had rubbed off. In fact, the golden race car was not made of real gold. It was a plastic toy race car with a layer of gold plating on the surface.
What? So this toy race car is worth nothing? I can't believe I got caught for a stinking plastic toy race car! I have such bad luck!
This time, the suspect was apprehended all thanks to you, Boss Bon. Consigliere Ron, your cooperation in the arrest is greatly appreciated.
Sheriff Labrador, don't forget me. No matter how hard they tickled my foot, I didn't let go of the golden race car. I bought you some time, didn't I?
Capo Don immediately threw back his head with pride.
Capo Don, what you did this time was in fact very dangerous.
Sheriff Labrador shook his head and spoke with definite emphasis.
You should have first tried to keep yourself safe by giving up the toy when the hands-up bandits threatened you. Nothing is more important than life. Next time, put your safety first.
Yeah, that's right!
Huh? All right. I won't do it anymore.